Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to the Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 705. I'm your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again inside the Slapbox penthouse. My trusty sidekick, Agent Fox Mulder, the three-legged feline, is in the other room on his cat tree. Last I checked on him, at least. He's just chilling out there. It's been a little while after he's been fed. He's tuckered out, I guess, after eating. Gotta lounge around a little bit. He's been alone and happy with me as I've continued to draw on my walls. And I spent basically like the last week for like 2 hours a night sitting on top of my fridge drawing on the wall. Putting the Shining Overlook Hotel pattern on my wall. And it's not going great, but I'm going, I'm only taking two hours max, really, a night, like drawing on it. It's been rough. I figure like small dosages so I don't get too pissed off and just give up on it, or just, you know, do it but then do a really shitty job of it. As I've started around one of the corners, and I just got to make it look good once the paint's on there. That's all I got to do. I'm hoping you can just, you know, it's not so noticeable that, you know, my lines are not even and, you know, not straight, varying widths and whatnot, you know, can hide a little bit in the pattern. Like, it's not so noticeable when it's just white paint with a pencil drawing on it. I feel like when the paint's on there, it's maybe not so noticeable. And, you know, hopefully I'll fix a little bit with the painter's tape. I think it'll look decent when I'm done, but yeah, it's frustrating. It's frustrating, but what I was going to get to with Fox there, he likes hanging out on the top of the fridge, and I think it was upsetting him that I was up there on top of his spot, just sitting my ass on top of the fridge and drawing on the wall for hours. But I figure it stresses him out a lot less, too, if I'm only spending, you know, a couple of hours doing it a night. So, you know, max 2 hours. It's kind of what I've put myself into, is that I don't want to do more than that. And he'll be fine, though. I'm sure he'll be fine, you know. I try to play with him still a little bit, keep him entertained. I did see an update as last week I was talking about the death of Kurt Cobain, that, you know, I've never really believed that he unalived himself, as the kids say these days, because they have to, because YouTube bans that kind of the suicide word. Anyway, he's made the news recently that there hasn't been a new investigation opened up by the Seattle Police Department, who is, of course, in charge of that murder case. They keep reporting that they have no intention to ever do so. And that there was, you know, other people that have investigated this that recently come forward to say, yeah, he was murdered. But the information that I've seen and I read on last week's podcast, it seems to be the same information that's been out there forever. That I don't feel like I need to go back over again. But I mean, it seems pretty obvious that, at least in my eyes, but I've watched a lot of documentaries and such on, there's the Soaked in Bleach documentary. I think it's Kurt and Courtney is another one. And quite the YouTube rabbit hole you can go down. And just in general, I mean, there's been books written on it through the, 30 fucking years. Was it 94? I think he was murdered. We'll just go ahead and say it. This isn't that big of a podcast. I don't think Courtney Love's going to come after me. There's plenty of other people saying this. So we're looking at like 32 years, coming up on 32 years, because I want to say it was in April that he was murdered, unalived. But Courtney Love has, of course, she's got a somewhat, I didn't see it until the last few days. I saw somebody talking about it. But I guess Courtney Love was on with Candace Owens, which I couldn't find the clip of Candace Owens. I didn't search real hard because I'm not a fan of Candace Owens in any way, shape, or form. So I didn't look real hard. But I heard other I found videos of other people talking about Candace Owens. I was like, okay, I can't, give views to Candace Owens. Although I tell you what, I'm entertained. I am entertained about the drama between Candace Owens and Erica Kirk, as it seems that Erica Kirk is just a horrible human being, which, I thought Charlie was not a great person either. Not that I wanted him shot in the neck, but I almost am wondering, is there a conspiracy there? Did Erica Kirk want him dead? Like she was a little too excited that he was murdered, and almost like a Courtney Love-esque is the Erica Kirk, as she's, I don't know any of the details behind that. Really, I haven't really paid attention. Not saying she, there's any proof Erica Kirk had Charlie Kirk murdered, but she was very excited to be selling a lot of merch just days after he was murdered, or like a week or so or whatever later. There's the video footage now. There was originally audio on that, but there's video footage of her in a video conference call that she had with her employees at Turning Point USA, and she was just so excited about how much merch they were selling after her husband was murdered. Seemed very Courtney Love-esque to me. Anyway, Candace Owens, of course, has been uncovering a lot of this information, which that, I got to say, I've been very into. That it's crazy. It's just crazy. But I've definitely gone down way more of a rabbit hole with the Epstein files than with the Erica Kirk stuff. That's just kind of... The Erica Kirk situation is just like, I guess, my interest in like seeing like if I happen to pass by a train wreck, I got to look. There's horrible shit, possibly I could see, but, I gotta, it's that morbid curiosity inside me. Anyway, not that I've driven by a lot of train wrecks. I've only actually driven by one train wreck. There's been a few car wrecks. There's been multiple car wrecks. It's been a while. I feel like nowadays in my older days, I don't have that instinct as much. More of like, oh man, especially if I see it's bad, like I think I'm more prone now to not do it. But definitely in my younger days was like, oh, what the fuck's going over here? But there was only one time I drove past a train wreck, and it was days later, so it wasn't like I was going to see corpses out and about. I just remember that sight, as I digress here, but it looked like it had snowed. There was a train wreck over in Pacific, Missouri, and two trains collided head first, and there was so much ash on the ground. It was in the summertime. Sometime in the summer. I don't remember when, but it looked like it had snowed. There was so much ash on the ground, maybe like a volcanic eruption. It was crazy. That was mainly I remember. I don't remember. It was just like a couple of days after it happened when I saw it, and so they had cleaned some of it up, but. That's neither here nor there. The point I was going to get to, Courtney Love, apparently either on Candace Owens, like the clip I had heard Candace Owens was talking about Courtney Love. I didn't finish watching the video, honestly. but she was talking about talking with Courtney Love. I think she was actually on with Candace Owens, but Candace Owens apparently not a big Nirvana fan and really didn't know much about the death of Kurt Cobain. So I guess she just had talked about Courtney because in the clip I had seen that Candace Owens was interested in the MK Ultra experiments with I'm sure that most people that would listen to this would be familiar with MKUltra, but if you're not, you know, it's the CIA program, which is a fact that did exist. But all pretty much all of the records were destroyed because they were doing some highly illegal shit. As they were, was it starting in the 50s or 60s, whenever the hell it started? But they would, I know at one point they converted a, like an asylum, into a testing ground where they were, you know, feeding people LSD and trying to do mind control experiments on them. And there was, you know, I haven't gone down that rabbit hole in a long time, but, I mean, it was proven that, you know, it did exist. They didn't do a good job of getting rid of all of the evidence. But no one knows the full extent of how long that occurred for. You know, CIA's always, you know, had a history of doing bad shit. but there's a book about Charlie Manson. The name, something about chaos. I don't remember the title of it. Shit. Now I got to look it up. good old Charlie Manson. Chaos. Let's see here. This. Nope, that's not it. Oh yeah, this is it. Tom O'Neill is like one of the writer I was thinking of. Chaos. Charles Manson. Here it is on Amazon. If you're curious about getting this, which there was a Netflix documentary. I watched that, the documentary on it. I remember being an all right documentary. Got to say, though, I don't fully believe that MKUltra, though he might have been involved in these experiments. I know, you know, Charlie Manson took a lot of fucking drugs, which I feel like Charlie Manson was just basically doing mind control experiments himself, you know, on the Manson family. But yeah, there's Chaos, Charles Manson, the CIA, and Secret History of the 60s. This highly involves MKUltra. And I guess Candace Owens had read this book, probably saw, I would imagine, watched the documentary as well. But it gets involved that Manson was going to one of the same places, the clinics or whatever, where they were doing these experiments on. Now, I don't know what real proof there is. I imagine there's not a whole lot of real evidence. As you know, the CIA likes to not keep a whole lot of that behind. but yeah, this is the book was put out in, according to this, June 23rd of 2020. I don't know when the documentary was put out, but it was out. It's been out for a few years because I remember watching it several years ago. I think it's still on Netflix. Could be wrong on that. I don't know. Just look up Charlie Manson on Netflix. good old Chuck Manson, buddy of the Beach Boys, or at least the drummer, Dennis Wilson. I think that was his name, Dennis Wilson, right? Anyway, neither here nor there. MKUltra, yeah, it involves some crazy shit. Some of the craziest shit the government's ever done. Are they still doing mind control experiments? You know, probably. I don't know. I feel like we're all being controlled by our phones at this point. Like, there's no really experiment anymore. It's just kind of the algorithms run our life. it's just straight up Big Brother at this point. But the point I was getting to is this is what drove her apparently to talking to Courtney Love, from what I understand. And I wish I would have found a better clip so I could just pull the clip up. But, yeah, I didn't want to dig too far. I have better things to do. I've got more drawing on my walls to do. But I guess Courtney Love, because I think this happened before the big story broke, that new information that to show that Kurt Cobain was murdered, not unalived by himself. Anyway, Courtney Love has claimed that I guess her father was involved in the CIA and that he drugged her with LSD when she was like 4 years old. And that basically she was part of the MK Ultra experiments. But basically she had told Candace Owens that Kurt was murdered. She thinks now that Kurt was murdered and it was the CIA that did it. It was the MK Ultra. So I guess she's trying to get ahead of... Yeah, like, I'm a little, you know, I didn't listen to the whole Candace Owens thing on this, so I'm just paraphrasing. But I'm quite curious. I need to, I guess, in this next week, maybe try to find some time to, I really don't want to do a deep dive on this interview, but I do and I don't, you know, but it seems to appear that, you know, Courtney Love's a little concerned about the narrative coming, because, you know, she's been battling this the whole time since Kurt's been dead, that she, claiming that, you know, she didn't have anything to do with his death, that or directly involved, that she didn't murder him, because, you know, people have been saying that since day one. And so she's, you know, been fighting that. Often would get pissed off at, like, concerts and stuff, and somebody'd have, like, a Nirvana shirt or a Kurt shirt or whatever and be like, what the fuck? Fuck you and Kurt Cobain. And, you know, she's just a fucking... You listen to... There was... she was on Marc Maron's WTF years ago now. And, you know, listening to full form interview with her, she's an intelligent person. Horrible person. But I could see how, like, she has some charm to her. And if there wasn't the whole, you know, Kurt Cobain being murdered situation, I'd be like, oh, you know, she's... intelligent person, I'd like to hear more of her talk or whatever, but she's just a leech of a human being. Even before Kurt, I mean, she was just trying to, like, connect herself to any, like, famous, like, rock star. And I guess even before they were famous, because, I mean, she was with Billy Corgan, I guess, right before Kurt. I don't know. She was sleeping around with many rock stars. But it looked like she was, you know, looking for... her golden ticket, that Willy Wonka's golden ticket. She wanted to get into the big chocolate factory, you know? She achieved that goal. And then she made sure she still had all the gold after that and kept the chocolate factory. Anyway, yeah, it's crazy that she's saying that, oh, the CIA killed him now. It does, like, it's a, I think she's feeling a little bit of the pressure and that she's a little concerned. But again, the Seattle Police Department says, we're not opening that case again. We have no interest in going down that road. So unfortunately, it doesn't seem that, you know, they're ever going to officially, anybody involved in that investigation is going to, you know, ever go, yeah, we fucked up. yeah, it was a murder. But hey, also, you know, Courtney Love was apparently on the Epstein flight log, as well as she's mentioned in the files. I was trying to look earlier at the Epstein files with her name in it, but there was a lot of files. I was trying to find somebody that would found a specific file that would really have incriminating stuff, but unfortunately... I wasn't quite seeing anything. I was hoping with the news coming back up with Kurt Cobain being murdered that I would see more of a direct file. But, you know, you're talking about millions of files. And the government is only really allowed just a small fraction of those to actually be public. As I've heard reports now, there's like 100 million files. Where they've released, what, five million? And a good percentage of those are redacted. So, which they were saying, I don't know, it's fucking 10 million. I don't remember what they keep changing the number. But, you know, it appears that we're possibly, you know, at least on that front, I don't think I'll ever see a day, at least while Courtney Love is alive, that, they will ever dig deep on the Kurt Cobain stuff and actually, you know, do a real investigation that would possibly, you know, find the true culprit. Because I, you know, Courtney Love, I don't think personally went and like killed him. It, you know, there was, if you watch like the documentaries in the past and stuff, it sounds like the one guy, El Duce, that they were hanging around with just seemed like a true scumbag. Quite possibly the guy that went and did it. But, you know, there was a lot of sketchy people that Kurt and Courtney both were hanging around. They were big time addicts and were friends with some really sketchy people. So, you know, they were getting drugs, like heavy drugs, before, you know, they had a lot of money. So you, to do so, I mean, you're going to have be involved with some sketchy people, at least when you're insanely rich. Then you just pay, they have like at least one or two middle people for to go in between these sketchy people. So you don't have to directly involve them. But no, no, they were hanging out with some sketchy motherfucker. Anyway, on the positive side of things, we do have the inmate formerly known as Prince Andrew, which is my buddy Frank. I run with the other day, said it that way, and I was like, oh, that's great, which I think Prince Andrew, or Andrew Windsor, I guess is his name. I can't say Prince. He's not, he was arrested the other day. I'm sure everybody's heard of that. Let's see here. As, what a douchebag. He's, you know, one of the bigger names that was, you know, thick as thieves with Jeffrey Epstein, all over those files, all over those files. I don't think his name is mentioned quite as much as Donald Trump. But, yeah, he's a true scumbag, a scumbag scumbag. but he has been arrested. I think he's out at the moment. Let's see here. Find a good... Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. Yes, I love the shot of him while they're driving him away after arresting him. I mean, he looks like he's dead there. Like, I think they have, I mean, he looks, I think he sees the ghost of Jeffrey Epstein, like, has visited him. He's, he's about to Epstein himself here. That's the first time a, let's see here if I can find it. It's the first time a royal has been arrested in almost 400 years. It was like, you know, 300 something years ago, which is, I don't know. I had to pause for a second. Something's going on outside. Anyway. But yeah, almost 400 years since a royal's been arrested. I think that's pretty crazy. As I didn't think they were going to do anything to Prince Andrew, as they, you know, after they took his title, they sent him to, like, exiled him, basically. But this is this massive mansion. It's like, this is what happens when you get exiled as a royal. I was like, well, this seems like some shit. if I were going to get exiled, I mean, holy hell. I mean, that place is... at least 20 times the size of my place here. At least. I mean, the massive compound. Massive compound. I'm sure it looked like a prison cell on the inside. The outside looked luxurious, but I'm sure the inside was just torturous. makes me curious. What was he living in beforehand? Before he got exiled there? Anyway. Let's see here. We'll read the NBC News. Stuff on that. You know, no point in reading the CBS stuff. That's a joke these days. London police arrested the former Prince Andrew on Thursday on suspicion of misconduct in office following weeks of new revelations over his relationship with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Good old Jeff Epstein. Man, the pic. Nope. Prince Andrew doesn't look good in any, or former Prince Andrew doesn't look good in any photos. Gotta say. Just pedophilia doesn't do good for your aging, apparently. It's quite it's kind of funny how that works. He was released from police custody 11 hours later. So, yeah, he spent a whole lot of time police custody. Under investigation, Thames Valley Police said later in a statement, meaning he has been neither charged nor exonerated. So I guess they just questioned him. Mountbatten Windsor was seen being driven away by Alsham, a police station in Norfolk, roughly 50 miles from the Sandringham estate where he now lives. Again, massive fucking compound. It's fucking huge. National Police Chiefs Council gave the UK Home Office a 30-minute warning before the arrest, which was described as routine practice in a statement. The stunning development, the first arrest of a member of the royal family in centuries, makes Mountbatten Windsor the highest profile figure to face criminal accusations in a scandal that continues to sweep in some of the world's richest and most powerful. The arrest comes after a remarkable fall from grace for the brother of King Charles III, who was stripped of his titles last year and is now known only as Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. And it is yet another blow to Britain's already beleaguered royal family. The king expressed his deepest concern as the news Thursday and stressed that the law must take its course. Mountbatten Windsor, who turned 66 on Thursday, has always denied any wrongdoing in connection with Epstein. Right. Totally believe that. He also said he never sweats. He's got a condition that he never sweats. So Virginia Giuffre, when she claimed that she was raped by him, that it was obviously a lie because he doesn't sweat, because she claimed he was really sweaty. Speaking with reporters aboard Air Force One, President Trump said the arrest was very sad, very sad. Sad day. My good buddy, Prince Andrew, arrested. Sad day. Anyway, I think it's a shame. I think it's very sad. I think it's so bad for the royal family. It's very, very sad to me. It's a very sad thing when I see that. Yeah, this fucking jackass gets has to see some trouble over this. I mean, again, he was not really they just basically took him in for questioning. So far, he's not. We'll see what happens. Hopefully, he does get in some serious trouble over this. Anyway, asked whether associates of Epstein could be arrested in the U.S., Trump replied, well, I'm the expert in a way because I've been totally exonerated. That's very nice. Yeah, totally exonerated. You were an expert because you were best friends with the guy for a long time. Anyway, the Thames Valley Police said in a statement early Thursday that they had arrested a man in his 60s on suspicion of misconduct in public office, which carries a maximum sentence of life imprisonment in the United Kingdom. I almost said the States. What the fuck? The police force, which covers an area in the southern... God damn it. It just keeps going on. But yeah, basically, it doesn't mention in here, which I find interesting. I haven't heard anybody talk about the other connections that the royal family has had, somewhat recently. The pedophilia. It's not a new thing. And there's a huge pedophile documentary that wasn't put out too long ago on Netflix about relations that, the royal family wasn't like the big thing, but they had a huge, big time relationship. King Charles III, as well as, Princess Diana was also involved with Jimmy Savile. I haven't seen a whole lot of news talk about him. Of course, he's dead now. He was highly connected to the royal family. But unfortunately, he never saw much in the way of punishment while he was alive. He did kind of get blacklisted. But he was a big-time presenter on the BBC and was highly involved with the royal family. And just horrible, horrible pedophile. Abused many young children, and there's a great documentary, of course, again, at least was on Netflix. I'm pretty sure that one's still on there. I think I saw that on there the other day. So not out of practice, or not out of form, I guess. God damn it, I'm trying to see if I can find. I would be highly shocked if Jimmy Savile was not in the Epstein files. Saville. Yeah, God damn it. I can't spell right now. I've got my hands on the wrong keys. No, I'm not seeing. At least the Google search, I'm not finding Jimmy Savile and Epstein. Yeah, Jimmy Savile was fucking just a horrible person. Just a big media personality for the BBC. A presenter, as they like to call him. You know, his Wikipedia page, it says, in late 2012, it emerged that Jimmy Savile, a British media personality who had died the previous year, so he's been dead quite a while, had sexually abused hundreds of people throughout his life, mostly children, but some as old as 75, and mostly female. He had been well known in the UK for his eccentric image, was generally respected for his charitable work, which associated him with the British monarchy and other individuals of personal power. Yeah, so, I mean, he was big-time star there. And sadly, he was big into running. I remember watching the documentary, like, oh, he was big into, did a lot of running. And I was like, oh, at the time I was watching, I was a lot more involved in running. I'm back, getting back into it, trying to, but can't blame running for pedophilia. There's but knowing that he was big into it, I also was like, oh, what the fuck? As, I mean, there's just a long list of shit involving that piece of shit. But yeah, he was friends with, I don't remember the details, but a lot of the royal family. And he did, you know, a lot of, I guess, charity things involving the royal family and stuff. I don't know how involved they are, but I'm amazed they haven't, you know, brought that up. Is that, hey, King Charles, you remember hanging out with Jimmy Savile? It's kind of funny that you're freaking out about your brother, quote unquote, right now. Just saying, oh, this is such a disappointment. We would never do such things. Anyway. it's pretty awesome to see a royal get arrested, though. And first time in several hundred years. I doubt we're going to see anything like that here in the States, whereas the big people involved. We did see the deposition of Lex Wexner, the billionaire behind Victoria's Secret and many other like clothing lines, get deposed. I did not watch all of that. It was like 5 hours. I've seen some clips, and I saw him laughing in it. As it would appear, Lex Wexner is the one that originally gave Jeffrey Epstein the money, and he wouldn't have the monster that is Jeffrey Epstein without Lex Wexner, it would appear. anywho, as even if Lex Wexner really even sees any real trouble over this, he's so fucking old, he'll probably die in like a week anyway. He's like, I think in his 80s. I don't think he has really much to fear. unfortunately, in this world, you're only as free as your bank account. And when it's massive, you're super free. But I am quite curious to see how more, you know, is this going to be a domino effect, at least in the UK, with the royal family? Because I feel like I always thought that maybe, you know, I am against monarchy. I, you know, fuck that. Why is that even still a thing? I mean, the British monarchy is just silly to me why that's even still around, because they don't really run the government like Parliament does. Like, they're just like taking your tax money. You're just paying for these people to have a lavish lifestyle. And like, the idea of a monarchy is that they're, you know, they're selected by God to rule over the commoners. And I, you know, I like to see that, you know, it just disappears. Like, we don't, this is absurd. There should, you know, nowadays it's not that people think that these monarchs were chosen by God at this point. Well, this, you know, used to be the excuse that was given. Now it's just like, oh, the pomp, they just buy into the just, glitz and the glamour, the the shit that Robin Leach was selling, you know, while apparently behind the scenes he was strangling young women to death. Anyway, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, this is the domino that leads to, you know, will we see the end of the monarchy? I would love to see, like, the end of the monarchy in my, you know, in my lifetime. That would be fantastic. And, you know, I'm against monarchies and dictators. And unfortunately, we're pretty much living, I guess you'd say we're living under a dictatorship right now, but here in the States. Which I don't see that ending anytime soon. But it'd be great, you know, to see it end at least, you know, which I don't see it as a... Britain's a weird thing, you know, nowadays, because, I mean, again, they run... It is a democracy, and they're run really by parliament, but it's like, why? Why are you still keeping the monarchy around? You know, you could just turn these, you know, Windsor Castle and shit into fucking museums and stuff. You don't have to have the royal family there. You don't have to keep giving them all your fucking money. I would be so pissed if I lived in England that my fucking tax money would be going to these people. And then to have that news come out, you know, and seeing all this connections between Prince Andrew and, which, you know, I guess I know how it feels. There's plenty of people in power in the U.S. that are all over those files. Current and former presidents, you know, and, you know, all kinds of people in Hollywood. Courtney Love, apparently, you know, it was at least on the plane at least a couple times, of Epstein's plane. And again, I didn't find much smoking guns. I didn't do a deep dive. Courtney Epstein and the Epstein files. Courtney Love and the Epstein files. I don't think she got married to him. Anyway, man, there's just like dark shit about that. And now they got, this may have happened before last week when I was talking, but they were in, you know, I don't think I talked about it last week, but they have, Jeffrey Epstein's biggest property was his New Mexico ranch, the Zorro Ranch. Massive, massive, place. And, there's reports that, young girls, I don't know how old, but I believe underage, were killed out there, and their bodies were buried out at the ranch. And there's also, I did hear some audio from somewhere in the files. I don't know the file name or anything like that. I should really, you know, write this shit down or something. As I, you know, not... sort of research, not just half-assed, you know. Yeah, again, I don't know where the file name on this is, but or number. But there's audio of some woman that works for Epstein that is talking about his yacht. And it's very weird. I don't know why there's even audio of it, like who was recording that audio. But she sort of seems like she's talking in code, as there's references to talking about deer, like the animal deer. And again, talking about the yacht, that there's bodies on this yacht. I don't remember. It was a couple of days ago. I listened to it. Damn it. But, you know, making it sound like it is an animal at one point, but then also saying like we got to get rid of these bodies and dispose of them. really making it sound like, oh, we've got some, and she's pissed that I guess there's these bodies on this boat they got to get rid of. And she's like going off. And, yeah, it would definitely seem that, you know, there's some big crimes that happened around, Jeffrey Epstein, you know, the worst possible ones. not just raping and sex trafficking, young girls, but also fucking murdering them and, who knows what else? There's apparently drugs. The shit. Fuck. What is the? I forgot the name of the drug. Now I'm gonna really flag myself by the FBI here. drug. Let's see here. Oh, here we go. News Nation. Doesn't sound like real. legible trustworthy place, but we'll go off there here. What is the trumpet plants is a thing he's referenced many times in the files. Oh, scopolamine. That's what I was thinking of. Okay. This is a News Nation article on this. Email links to Epstein, link to Epstein from 2014 to 2015 show him referencing trumpet plants and articles on scopolamine. Scopolamine is a psychoactive drug known for causing suggestibility and memory loss. The drug reportedly doesn't show up on a toxicology report. The message from 2015 that appears forwarded from a person named Antoine Verglas to Epstein shows the subject line, scopolamine, powerful drug growing in the forests of Colombia that eliminates free will. Eliminates is in all caps. A third email in 2022, described as a victim impact statement, shows Joseph Manzaro recounting an incident from December of 2014 in which he alleges being drugged with scopolamine. Who Manzaro is and his link to Epstein remains unclear. What are trumpet plants? Trumpet plant is a name used for different species of trumpet-shaped flowers. The plants are highly fragrant at night but are extremely toxic if ingested. Every part of the plant is poisonous and can cause severe hallucinations, dizziness, and confusion. I understand, easy way to kill people, but apparently, you know, he was, from what I understand, he was growing this shit. I mean, it's some crazy shit. there's a lot of shit, and there's like we've only seen a small fraction, and I'm still wondering if Epstein was just not a fan of the Buffalo Bills and wanted to make sure that they never won a Super Bowl. I feel like he may be the reason why they lost 4 straight Super Bowls. I'm just saying, much like the Cancer Man and the X Files. oh shit! But anyway, you know, with this evidence, or well, with some of these files coming out talking about deaths and such, murders and whatnot, that the state of New Mexico has started investigating at the Zorro Ranch. Which is interesting because Trump does pardon Ghislaine Maxwell for what she's already gone to jail for. And then the state of New Mexico finds her guilty of being involved in murders if they do find bodies and evidence to show that that did occur there. If they go after her for that, he cannot pardon her for that because that would be a state crime, not a federal one. That's an interesting way to look at it. Though, if they find it, I don't know that they could find, even if they found bodies, could they connect her to those crimes? Is another thing. I don't know. That's, you know, there's so many files out there that aren't being shown that we'll probably never see. Yeah, apparently they are investigating that ranch. But though, at the same time, the guy that owns the ranch now is a big Trump donor, of course, filthy rich. He is now, while the place is supposed to be investigated, tearing it down to create a a place where children were sex trafficked and possibly murdered. Sure would seem like there was at least a couple of them that were killed out there. They're taking that place and turning it into a Christian youth retreat, I believe, is what they're turning it into. He's tearing it down while it's supposed to be investigated. I don't know why you would, you know, destroy all this stuff, which could potentially have evidence. And then they're like, oh, nothing to see here. We're gonna invite more children out here. I think his reasoning, I do not recall the fellow's name. I know that his son works in the Trump administration as well. but he said, there's so much darkness that's happened here. I want to bring some light back to it. Yeah. There was all these horrors that happened to children out here. Let's bring some more children out here. Make it happy. Let's make some happy memories, which I'm sure is totally what's going to happen when they bring more children out there. Because they totally wouldn't continue doing sex trafficking and whatnot. Because that's totally, you know, as soon as Jeffrey Epstein went to jail for it the first time, he completely quit doing that, right? Was it years more of it? Pretty much until his death? Great times, though. You know, I've always believed that absolute power absolutely corrupts, which is, you know, a saying from what the author, I don't even want to say it because I know I'm going to get the, probably say that wrong. let's see here. Lord Acton quote. This is the Acton. This is according to the Acton.org website. Lord Acton quote archive. I was probably going to get it wrong when I tried to pull back in my brain where that quote came from. But it says power and authority. Power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Great men are almost always bad men, even when they exercise influence and not authority. Still more when you superadd the tendency of certainty of corruption by authority. Despotic power is always accompanied by corruption of morality. Authority does not exist. Where did he say that originally? Shit, I just clicked on the same thing I already clicked on. God damn it. Oh, this is a Reddit. Change my view in their Reddit. The phrase power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely is not true. Oh, I want to see what their opinion is. This phrase is often used of dictators, but I think the phrase is not useful because I do not see an example historically where there aren't signs beforehand that such figures will be brutal tyrants. Well, that's a good point. That they were corrupted beforehand. Robert Mugabe in Zimbabwe had a collaborative and benign start to his tenure. Even his wartime opponent, Ian Smith, was impressed by Mugabe's conduct. However, by the time of Mugabe's death in 2019, his regime was seen as a byword for economic mismanagement with a stifling kleptocracy in social services that had been left to... Yeah, I don't know. I feel like we're... I don't know about all that. Try to defend. Wait, here's the origin. Where that quote came from. Here, let's see here. This is on Phrase Finder. What's the meaning of the phrase power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely? The proverbial saying power corrupts absolutely conveys the opinion that as a person's power increases, their moral sense diminishes. Here's the origin. Short version. It's best known quotation of the 19th century British politician Lord Acton. He borrowed the idea from several other writers who had previously expressed the same thought in different words. Yeah, I thought there were some writers involved. They have a longer version here. Absolute monarchies are those in which all power is given to, or as is more often the case, taken by the monarch. Examples of monarchs who corrupted their power include Roman emperors who declared themselves gods and Napoleon Bonaparte who declared himself an emperor, which, side note, I still need to watch the Napoleon movie. I don't know how accurate it is. Lord Acton, the origin of absolute power corrupts absolutely. Absolute power corrupts absolutely arose as part of a quotation by the expansively named, impressively hirsute John Emmerich Edward Dalberg Acton, First Baron Acton, the historian and moralist who was otherwise known simply as Lord Acton, expressed his opinion in a letter to Bishop Mandell Creighton in 1887. It's going to keep saying this goddamn quote. Anyway, the saying was coined by the English historian Lord Acton in 1887. The text is a favorite of collectors of quotations and is always included in anthologies. If you are looking for the exact power tends to corrupt and absolute power corrupts absolutely wording, then Acton is your man. although Acton coined the phrase, but he didn't invent the idea. Something similar had been said by another English politician with no shortage of names, William Pitt, the elder Earl of Chatham. Pittman said this in a speech in 1770. Unlimited power is apt to corrupt the minds of those who possess it. Think the Infinity Stones. you don't want to give the Infinity Stones to anybody. It's going to fuck them up. Maybe that's how we find out Tony Stark really became Doctor Doom. It was all him. The Infinity Stones fucked with it. But it was a different universe. Anyway. Absolute power is one of the language's best known proverbs. Acton is likely to have taken his lead from the writings of the French Republican poet and politician Alphonse de Lamartine. An English translation of Lamartine's essay France and England, A Vision of the Future was published in London in 1848 and is included in this. It is not only the slave or serf who is ameliorated in becoming free, the master himself did not gain less in every point of view, but for absolute power corrupts the best natures. So there's a little more to it, but man, a lot of this article is just saying these long ass fucking names of royals. Lord Acton. The inmate formerly known as Prince Andrew. that is just a great way to hear about that. The inmate. It is going to be interesting. You know, we're going to learn more. We'll never know the true extent of the Epstein files and just how connected he was. I mean, it would definitely, stuff in the files about, it sure would seem that he was dealing arms and involved in all kinds of nefarious shit. But I think we're going to learn more within the coming months. If Prince Andrew's in some real serious trouble, which apparently what they're going after for him currently is nothing to do with fucking children, unfortunately. It more has to do with, from what I understand, him divulging state secrets, the UK to Jeffrey Epstein and giving him, you know, that kind of shit. what I was going to get to is the inmate, formerly known as Prince Andrew. Is he going to roll over drop other names? You know, he's like, why the fuck aren't you going after this? I could tell you all this shit that, you know, Donald Trump did or Bill Clinton did or fuck Kevin Spacey. The list. I doubt Kevin Spacey's real high up on his list of people to, you know, narc on. But the other politicians, the Ehud Barak, the former prime minister of Israel. Netanyahu's involved somewhat with Epstein as well. I mean, he's big time involved with Israel. His connections to Russia. We're going to hear some shit, and it definitely, from what I understand, I mean, it looks like we're at any minute now going to go on a full-scale war with Iran, and from what I understand, Iran's threatening to release information on Trump with Epstein. I don't know if they've got video footage. They did say a report a week ago or so where they were saying there was a big hack of the Epstein files. Wouldn't surprise me if, Iran didn't go in, get some of that shit, and be like, we got our own compromat now. And, Israel, I'm sure, has got all kinds of copies of shit from Epstein because it sure as shit seems that he was, if not a part of Israeli intelligence, the Mossad, he was definitely working with them. He was hanging out with them all the fucking time. I would imagine they've got a lot of dirt on a lot of American politicians. And so, Israel wants war with Iran. They want the U.S. to go a full-scale war with Iran. And so, you know, they could be threatening to divulge, you know, further information about Trump with Epstein. And so that could really be pushing this agenda of full-on war there. And then also you have on the other side, if Iran has their own shit, which I don't know how involved Epstein was with Iran, but I mean, if they did hack the files and they've got their own intelligence services, I'm sure they've got their hands on some dirt. And probably knowing this, they probably did this during the first Trump presidency. They're like, we got to get dirt on this shit. side note, which there doesn't seem to be any much more to this story, but on Daily Mail says, Courtney Love caught on camera fleeing shocking car collision days after bombshell Kurt Cobain homicide investigation. Hit and run. It doesn't get any more. I don't see the video. Thanks, Daily Mail. You really show me nothing there. It's just a way to get me to click on that to see ads. Interesting times we're living in. Oh, man, I would love to see Courtney Love go get her comeuppance as not seeing, not seeing. there's an Irish star. Let's go back into this. I just want to see what the Irish are saying about this. Courtney Love says here, the Irish star says, Courtney Love facing one misery after another amid claims Kurt Cobain death was homicide. Amid claims that Cobain's death may have been a homicide, not a suicide, a source said, Courtney Love is not entertaining alternative theories about her husband's passing. That's bullshit, because she just said the other day she thinks he was killed. Courtney Love is said to be facing one misery after another following the latest theory of Cobain's death. A source has claimed that the 61-year-old singer, who had a whirlwind romance, which she was only with Kurt for like a little over 2 years, and they were both touring at the time, so they probably weren't together that goddamn much. whirlwind romance with the late Nirvana frontman and shared daughter Frances Bean Cobain with him is not entertaining alternative theories about Kurt's death. The iconic singer died tragically 32 years ago from what was determined to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound to his Seattle residence. Back then, his death was ruled as a suicide, but now experts take a second look at Kurt's autopsy are raising serious doubts about that conclusion. A newly assembled group of private forensic specialists has brought in Brian Burnett. Yada, yada, yada. Went over this shit last week. Let's see here. But following the latest claims, one source has said Courtney now has to deal with the reopened wound. Oh, poor Courtney. Speaking to the Daily Mail, an insider claimed over the years and decades since Kurt's death, she has heard every story about his death now, or how it was her fault, just one misery after another. Oh, man, boo-hoo. She loved him more than anyone else has ever been with, anyone else she has ever been with. She will always remember him for who he was, but now that there is another conspiracy of how he died, it is her version of Groundhog Day. Don't murder people. I'm sure OJ in his way, paid for murdering his wife, just not how we would have liked to have seen him paid for it. Anyway, the source added that Courtney would love Kurt to be able to rest in peace, but it looks like that will never happen, they said. And as the years continue, it will be something else. Courtney is going to choose to honor him instead of reliving that horrible moment in her life and not give it any life it doesn't need. Over the years, Courtney has been vilified by Nirvana fans who blamed her for Kurt's death, with some unfounded theories claiming she hired a hitman for financial control of her husband's estate. In 2024, Courtney told the Evening Standard that she wasn't prepared for the hatred she received after Kurt's death. She said, "People used to say that I was so difficult. They said I was disagreeable. Yes, I am completely disagreeable, and I'm never going to apologize for that. I always wanted to be known as a bitch. Being liked was never my thing. Kurt wanted to be liked, but not me. He was able to hide behind me, but then I got hated. Then Kurt died, and the hatred towards me reached a completely new level. I did not plan for that." Well, you should have thought of that before. probably had him murdered. As the new homicide theory emerged, Wilkins said she reached her determination after an extensive review of the original autopsy results, which she argues are inconsistent with immediate death from a gunshot wound. Yeah, this is more about... damn it. Yeah. Yeah, it's just going over the details. I went over that last week. We don't need to keep going over the fact that it was pretty much impossible for somebody to take that kind of heroin, put the needle back, you know, recap the needles, tidy up your little, why would you bother? You know, why would you bother if you purposely took enough heroin to kill yourself? Why would you bother packing it up neatly and nicely and then putting your sleeves back down? Then taking a gun out and shooting yourself after putting a fucking massive, massive dose of heroin into yourself. Injecting yourself three times with a more than lethal dose of heroin. I mean, it's just fucking crazy. But, yeah. Crazy shit. As, I would like to, you know, there to be an actual investigation, like, reopened in that. But I can see how, you know, a lot of people don't believe or put a whole lot of faith into, like, say, Tom Grant, the guy that was the PI that Courtney Love hired when Kurt was missing for a few days there right before he died, murdered, whatever. You know, he's made a living off of that whole incident. He's written, you know, I believe a couple of different books. And there's, you know, people on both sides of it have money, have made money off the thing. And it's hard to believe people when they're profiting off things to believe in that sort of thing, which is kind of like a dilemma I have with, you know, Michael Jackson. I see how, like, the Leaving Neverland documentary, the people involved in making that, that accused Michael Jackson years after his death. I don't remember how long after Michael Jackson died that this came out, but it's a pretty damning documentary where they accuse Michael Jackson of sexually molesting them. And it's, you know, it's pretty damning, but they were in low points in their careers. I forgot the two main guys that were involved in that, names and what have you, but you know, they made a lot of money off of that. And the ones that brought Michael Jackson to court, the families of the, was there two? I remember the one was like 15-year-old that his family took him to court. They were definitely just looking for money. But, you know, it's possible that he also molested him. Like, you can't, I've seen footage of, like, inside Neverland Ranch, like, when, after the, you know, like, the authorities, like, went through there and shit. And, you know, there's a lot of shit that would suggest that this dude was doing some bad shit to children. I mean, you don't sleep over with kids in your own bed as a fucking grown ass man. The kids that aren't your own, like, it's one thing to have your kid, you know, your own kid, like, just like, you know, they want to sleep in your bed because they feel more safe and whatnot. I don't know how you do it. Like, they start kicking you and shit. Because I earn enough time sleeping anyway, but. To have somebody else's children sleep over at your house in your own bed and just hang out and, like, no other adults around, that's fucked up. And then inside his bedroom, when you see, like, I believe there was video footage of this years ago, but he had locks on the inside of his bedroom so he could keep people out of his bedroom and, I guess, people in, you know, possibly children in. Like, it's some fucked up shit. But that being said, yeah, I mean, you know, there was so much money's involved. It's hard. There can be people that want money and are only into, like, making money, like the parents of that, you know, at the time the kid was like 15 that took him to court. I mean, it could be possibly that they really just wanted money. And also that kid was also molested by Michael Jackson. Those things can coexist at the same time. You know, it's I don't know, it's hard for me to imagine that he didn't do fucked up things with children. Was he do? I don't think he did it to every child. Did he do good things for children? Yeah, he did a lot of charity work and shit for children. But he just screams as a, like, a creeper to me. Oh, blanket, it's my blanket. And that wasn't his normal. He chose to spoke that way out in public. Like, he didn't talk like this normally. Like, there's audio of his, like, normal voice, and he talks like a normal, you know, adult man.
So soft-spoken. Yay, I didn't even think of sex.
As I started going Mike Tyson there for a second. I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, my blanket.
Anyway, I'm a sick individual. But the world has turned me sick. I grew up in a sick and twisted world, and I was just, I guess, aware of it from a fairly young age. As I can say a lot of bad things, I guess, about my dad, but he did teach me at a very early age. He wasn't one to hide shit from me. You know, he's a Vietnam vet and was very honest. Well, I assume honest. He was a liar in a lot of ways. Lied about a lot of shit. So, you know, I don't know. But he wasn't, he didn't want to hide how the world was. And for that, I got to thank the man. I didn't have any real misconceptions, and that, I knew that, you know, people that are filthy rich are just the most disgusting human beings generally on earth. This is how that works. You don't get to be a billionaire without being a complete monster, or, you know, almost a complete monster. As, man, another thing that drives me nuts about Jeffrey Epstein is to find out that he won the Powerball, and that apparently that has, I believe, had something to do with the money that was spent to procure the Zorro Ranch, which it certainly seems that he was rigged the Powerball somehow and got that money. I haven't really dug deep into that, but that's going to piss me off more because, you know, I've been trying to win Powerball forever. And I haven't sex trafficked minors. I haven't kidnapped them and forced them to fuck me and or other men, you know? It's... I feel like, could I just get, you know, a little bit of money to pay off some debt, you fuckers, from the lottery? That's all I'm asking. Just, you know, just like six figures so I could pay off my debt. Maybe work not quite so hard. That'd be great. I don't want to rig it. Just somehow those numbers hit, you know? See if that happens and they rig it, then they're going to be like, well, you're now a part of these, you're now involved with the dirty money. I'll find out they did rig it. So there is dirt on me. So I'm like connected, like you got this. I don't think I accepted it. If I got that money and then I found out where that money came from and it was some horrible shit, I would hope that I would show somewhat of a spine and, you know, like, you know what? I'll keep my debt. And hopefully not be involved in this horrible, horrible shit. Anyway, I gotta wrap this shit up because I got some more drawing on my walls to do. Which is funny that, you know, I'm spending so much time drawing on my walls that is involved with, you know, I don't know that it gets involved in the Stephen King book, but it's definitely, you know, in the Stanley Kubrick version, at least, that pattern on the rug. It's, you know, drawing that on my walls. It's the irony is not lost on me that it's based, you know, this movie and book really is about a guy being driven nuts inside a hotel. With you know, that pattern being everywhere. And just like, I feel like when I get aggravated, I'm like, let's not murder bunch of people. I haven't thought of murder at all while drawing that on the walls, and I think I've kept it just the right amount of frustration. I'm able to go, you know what, I haven't put a deadline on this when I want it done. It has to be done. So, and if all else fails, if I don't like it, I can paint over it. I can put something else over it. It's not the end of the world. But I'm hoping it'll look good. either way, I got to get back to it. That's really all I've got. So, as always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.